Hello, this is Bob Krueger with Thought for Food for April of 2018. This program is heard on the third Wednesday of the month at 4 p.m. and repeated on the third Saturday month at 3 p.m. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. As you may have heard, the Triangle Radio Reading Service celebrated their 35th birthday on March 21st. Our first broadcast, 1 hour long, took place on March 21st, 1985. Now we're on the air 24 hours a day. Thanks for helping us grow in service to you, our listeners. For many of us, a cup of joe is a happy, even necessary morning ritual, and coffee itself has health benefits. Studies show it can lead to a longer life and lessen the risk of type 2 diabetes, but you can mess up a good thing with those little extras you stir in. If you drink 2 cups a day, for example, each with 2 ounces of cream and 2 teaspoons of sugar, 32 calories, you take in about 300 calories and 24 grams of fat, slightly more than the number of calories and twice the fat of a jelly donut from Dunkin' Donuts. The milk you choose can also make a difference. According to the Department of Agriculture, Americans bought more than twice as much 2% whole milk as either 1% or non-fat milk in 2016. A switch from, say, whole milk to 1% and less sugar can make a real impact on the calories you're consuming with your coffee. I'm sure the ideal is to drink black coffee with no sugar. When counting calories we consume in a single day, we tend to overlook the calories from our beverages. Kathleen Purvis, the food editor of the Charlotte Observer, tells of her experience trying one of McDonald's new burgers made with a fresh, not frozen patty. She begins, "Poor Ronald McDonald. Like a party clown working with bored kids, he's juggling as fast as he can to keep up with the fickle food market. Breakfast all day long, a bargain menu with more options, better burgers with fancier buns, and now no more frozen burgers. March 6th was the rollout of McDonald's promised fresh meat patties, a move to lure customers who want higher quality ingredients in fast food. Fighting competition from chains like Five Guys, McDonald's is calling the chains the most significant equipment and process change since all-day breakfast. The new burgers, cooked when ordered instead of lounging under heat lamps, debuted in 3,500 locations nationwide, including Raleigh and 7 other cities, Atlanta, Charlotte, Memphis, Miami, Nashville, Orlando, and Salt Lake City. The rest of the participating restaurants will join in by May. For now, the fresh patties will only be available on Quarter Pounders and McDonald's Significantly Crafted Burgers, which come with better buns and a variety of flavors, including sweet barbecue, bacon, pico, guacamole, and sriracha. Eventually, McDonald's plans to add to other burgers, including the Big Mac. How much difference does a fresh meat patty make? We went by a Charlotte location to take a taste in advance, but first we stopped at a McDonald's still serving the old version and picked up a quarter pounder from the drive-through to refresh our memory. Half-inch thick brown patty, brown on the outside, gray on the inside, a little chewy and a little salty, buns sprinkled with sesame seeds, 2 slices of American cheese, onions, pickle slices, and sweet ketchup. Yep, we know the taste. How does the new version stack up? When we opened the box, we got a whiff of actual beef and a patty that was hot and freshly cooked. Inside the cardboard box, the burgers tucked into a handy brown paper wrapper with a bun that was a little browner and fresher than the drive-through version. Like a grilled burger, it's juicier in the center than around the edges. Otherwise, it's this same old patty you know. One pro tip. If you're interested in a better burger, go for one of the signature Kraft burgers. Weaver Street's Market, Carborough's Co-op Store, Gathering Place, and Free For All Performance Lawn is expanding with a new grocery store in downtown Raleigh's mixed-use high-rise, the Dillon. The 18-story building is still under construction. When it's complete, Weaver Street will move into a street-level space with an interior mezzanine and an outdoor balcony overlooking Hargett Street late next summer. Founder and general manager Ruffin Slater says he hopes it will become a community space as it is in Carborough. We're thrilled to bring the co-op concept to downtown Raleigh, Slater said in the interview. It's such an exciting and vibrant place, and we think we can become a part of that. The cooperative, which was founded in 1988, has 20,000 consumer owners and 200 worker owners. Beside the original location in Carrboro, it has stores in Chapel Hill, Southern Village, and in Hillsboro. It also operates a food house in Hillsboro that provides fresh delicatessen bakery and meat products to the stores twice a day. Weaver Street's Raleigh store will sell fresh produce from local farmers, prepared food, and a large selection of beer and wine that's also sold by the glass. Customers can eat on the mezzanine, the balcony, or on the sidewalk. It will take up about 12,600 square feet of floor space on the Hargett Street side, which is about the same size as the Carrboro store. 60 employees were brought in to begin with, and those jobs will be offered to current employees in the spring, Mr. Slater said. The expansion comes amid an intensifying battle among new brands of supermarkets across the Triangle and takes place in a West End niche of downtown Raleigh that's rapidly transforming into a new development. A keystone piece of the revival of the warehouse district is the Dillon. The 100-year-old building makeover is expected to be completed in late 2018. And maybe the sweetest news of the day, Duck Donuts is coming to Durham. Say goodbye to whatever remains of those New Year's resolutions. This new shop will open this year in the Patterson Place Shopping Center near U.S. 15501 and Interstate 40, according to the Duck Donut Facebook page, situated between Durham and Chapel Hill. It'll be the third Triangle location, along with places in North Raleigh and Cary. Duck Donuts started 12 years ago with a small donut shop in the Outer Banks town of Duck and has since grown into a giant, with locations up and down the East Coast and a planned shop as far away as Los Angeles. Focusing on the more dense cake donuts, Duck Donuts come in pretty much every variety under the sun, including maple glazed with chopped pieces of crispy bacon. The donuts can be customized by glaze and topping. Duck Donuts' new location will be at 5320 McFarland Drive, Suite 104 in Durham. In addition to Krispy Kreme and Dunkin' Donuts, Durham is home to the original Rice Biscuit Donuts, Monuts, Carolina Glaze Donuts, and Early Bird Donuts. Want to try a new donut? Go to Durham. Cabbage is one vegetable that's available at this time of year that you can't outguess the weatherman. The burly ball is about layers, and cold weather and cozy habits like lazing around in a warm oven so long that its crisp, fresh bite mellows to sweet tenderness. At that point, it's no longer called cabbage, but kapustka, which is Polish for cabbage. Kapustka is a delight full heaped alongside sausage or stirred into noodles and savored on a cold day. And here's the formula for making kapustka. Cut the cabbage into small bits, 1/4 inch pieces. Add an onion cut into the same size cubes as the cabbage. Combine in a heavy pot with 6 tablespoons of olive oil. Mix well. Put the pot into a 325-degree oven and cook uncovered for 2.5 hours until the soft, sweet, and golden brown. Serve as a side dish with sausage or roasted meat. I have a head of cabbage in the refrigerator, and I'll prepare it in this manner. Wish me luck. In 6 years, Raleigh's Slingshot Coffee Company has grown from a small batch operation to one of the nation's largest cold brew companies, with bottles sold in stores in New York to New Mexico. The expansion continues, with Slingshot entering 300 Publix grocery stores throughout North and South Carolina, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, and Florida. And this will take place in March. Slingshot, owned by the husband-wife team of Jonathan and Jenny Bonchak, has become an industry leader with its cold brew. It's already for sale at Whole Foods, Trader Joe's, and Target. At Publix, Slingshot will sell its ready-to-drink 12-ounce cold brew, its uncut concentrate, and its 8-serving ready-to-drink box. Cold brew isn't iced coffee. It's more than that. Coffee grounds steep for hours in cool water, producing a rich, caffeine-potent rocket fuel. When diluted, it showcases coffee's sweeter, fruitier notes and seems to filter out most of the bitterness and acid. In recent years, it's hit the mainstream, with Starbucks and Dunkin' Donuts offering cold brew coffees along with their iced offerings. Slingshot's deal with Publix will put it in the most conventional grocery store to date. In the Triangle, Publix has four locations in Cary, Apex, and Wake Forest, with three more on the way, including downtown Raleigh. When coffee shop giants also in the game, Jenny Bonchek said they will help educate customers of just what cold brew is. My 95-year-old neighbor still doesn't get it. She asked me, "Are you still making that cold coffee?" Bonchak said, "As ubiquitous as cold brew has become, introductions from places like Starbucks and Dunkin' Donuts help do the heavy lifting when it comes to educating customers on just what cold brew is. But just like beer and tea, there's a spectrum from commodified to specialty premium offerings," she said. "We want to be a part of educating people on the attributes of drinking better coffees. I love to be able to see the expression on people's face when they see what coffee can be. That's the best part." The Bonchaks has spent more than a decade in the local specialty coffee industry, initially working for the Triangle Coffee Pioneers, Counterculture Coffee, and Joe Van Gogh, and together collecting several barista championships. Soon they hope to get Slingshot into West Coast stores. Also have plans to move into a larger facility this spring. The cold brew itself continues to be made from a single origin Ethiopian coffee from Durham's Counterculture Coffee. Slingshot is also adding new flavors of its Cascara, a tea made from the dried husk of the coffee cherry. The flavors are blueberry jasmine and an Arnold Palmer-inspired Cascara Arnold. That's Cascara tea and lemonade. "As one who enjoys a cup of coffee, I'll have to try a cup of this new cold brewed coffee." The News and Observer named Ashley Christensen and Vivian Howard as co-Tar Heels of the Year for 2017. They're certainly not stopping with that honor. We learned that Miss Christensen has been nominated for one of the biggest honors in the culinary world, the James Beard Award for the country's outstanding chef. This time she'll be one of five chefs competing for a national award that's given to a working chef in America whose career has set national industry standards, who's been an inspiration to other food professionals. The decision will be announced in early May. We send our best wishes and hope she's declared the outstanding chef of the country. At the same time, Vivian Howard has been nominated for three daytime Emmy Awards. Ms. Howard was nominated in the category of Best Culinary Host, and the director of her TV show, Cynthia Hill, was nominated for Best Directing in a Lifestyle Culinary Travel Program, and the show itself was nominated for Best Culinary Program. In each case, they're competing against four outstanding chefs and directors. The winner will be announced in late April. Best wishes to all who've contributed to those programs. For those of you who may be vegetarians and those of you who are interested in food trends, I'll share with you a column written by Casey Siderberg of the Washington Post newspaper. It begins, "One of my son's friends recently became a vegetarian. He joins the approximately 4% of youths in this country, up from 2% 10 years ago, who eat meatless. As much as my boys respect his choice and recognize his passion for the environment that spurred the decision, neither of them truly understands it. Although my sons eat plenty of vegetables, their most requested dinners include sausage, pork, or ground beef. In fact, their favorite meal is grilled pork tenderloin with bacon corn relish. We call it pig on pig. We eat it with loads of green vegetables and rotate fish, chicken, and quinoa on other nights. But I won't lie, I make it a lot." The boys ask how their friend could put on enough muscle, possess enough energy, or be such a good athlete without meat. I told him that meat can be very good for growing boys and athletes, as its protein helps to build muscle, repair tissue, provide energy, and balance mood, but is by no means necessary. If he's eating enough vegetable sources of protein, iron, and B vitamins, their friend will perform just as well. In fact, the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics position on vegetarian diets is that well-planned vegetarian diets are appropriate for individuals during all stages of the life cycle, including pregnancy, lactation, infancy, childhood, adolescence, and for athletes. There's no doubt that meat provides protein, but so do beans, eggs, nuts, yogurt, and even broccoli. The following non-meat foods contain plenty of proteins, nuts and seeds. They also make good snacks if you must snack. Brands and legumes, but watch what we season them with. Grains have from 5 to 8 grams of protein per cup. Soy products, including tofu, the actual soybean that's harvested still green and is called edamame, avocado, green leaf, dark leafy greens, and broccoli are protein-rich vegetables. Dairy products, milk, yogurt, cheese, and eggs provide from 6 to 9 grams of protein per serving. There are many benefits to eating a well-balanced vegetarian diet, including cost savings, loads of fiber, which aids in digestion, less saturated fat, good for the heart, and a wider variety of vitamins and minerals proven to reduce diabetes, cancer, and heart disease. There are a lot of positives about this type of diet. Grocery Rich Carey got a new Aldi store in mid-March, the second one in the town and the ninth in the Triangle. The opening comes amid increased competition brought on by a surge of discount grocery supermarkets over the past 3 years, whose names have previously been unfamiliar in this part of the country. The new Aldi will be at 10,210 Green Level Church Road. Aldi said it's spending $3.4 billion, that's with a B, to expand 2,500 stores nationwide by the end of 2022. The chain has more than 1,600 stores in 35 states. The expansion includes hiring 25,000 workers across the nation in stores, warehouses, and offices. The company has been renovating stores in the Triangle and elsewhere. The new building in Cary is a departure from Aldi's earlier look in response to what customers say they would like to see. The result is a more modern design with open ceilings, natural lighting, and energy-saving materials, the company announced. Aldi is based in Germany, as its longtime competitor Lidl. Both companies build smaller stores, promote their own brands, and emphasize value prices. We have our own style when it comes to grocery shopping, and we're pleased to welcome customers to Cary to experience exactly what sets Aldi apart from competitors and how it makes us the fastest-growing retailer in the U.S., said Crystal Carley, Salisbury Division Vice President for Aldi, in a news release. Cary has been ground zero in the grocery wars with at least a dozen stores either planned or built. The proposals for two Lidl stores in Cary. A spokeswoman for Lidl said the company is exploring potential sites across the state, but does not have anything to say about specific location. Two public stores and two Whole Food grocery stores have opened in Cary. Two Wegmans stores are also planned for Cary. Lidl, the German grocer that has built several stores in the East Coast, including 16 in North Carolina, may have overreached, according to its leader. Lidl's U.S. stores are too big and too expensive. Klaus Gehrig, the CEO of the group that owns the grocery store chain, recently told the German publication Manager magazine. He said the company did a poor job choosing locations and didn't recognize the American shopping preference, such as for prepared foods. Last year, Lidl opened one store in Raleigh and another in Wake Forest. The third is expected to open in Cary, where plans have been approved. Gehrig said 20 stores will open this year, which falls short of the company's plan to open up 100 stores by this summer. A spokesman for Lidl in the U.S., Chandler Eber, told the News and Observer that a 100-store ceiling was set in the wake of speculation that the company planned to open hundreds or thousands of stores within a year. Lidl has opened 48 stores in 6 East Coast states and plans to open more, Eber said by email. He said another sites are being developed in the U.S., but the company is not ready to announce them yet. Lidl is a part of a surge of discount grocers that have increased their presence in the United States. The company commissioned a study from UNC Chapel Hill earlier this year that found Lidl forces competitors to lower prices as much as 9%. Another day, another study. The news media can't resist reporting the latest diet and health news, no matter how preliminary. Many reporters only read a press release about a study. They can't tell how solid it is or if better studies disagree. If it's click-worthy, it's news. And here's an example. If you're not taking vitamin B12, forget about having energy. The Atlantic magazine article facetiously explained, and if you want to supercharge your metabolism and energy levels, Amazon will deliver you a tall bottle of B12 supplements by the end of the day. Kudos to the Atlantic for skewering the baseless energy and metabolism claims used to sell B vitamins. But the study that led the Atlantic to declare that B vitamins appear to cause cancer in men doesn't hold a candle to far better evidence that B vitamins, even high doses, don't cause cancer. A new study found that men, but not women, who reported taking vitamins B6 and B12 at doses larger than typically found in a multivitamin had a higher risk of lung cancer. But a single study of that kind can't prove cause and effect, since something else about the vitamin takers could explain their higher risk. In contrast, randomized controlled trials can give prove cause and effect. In 2010, research examined 8 trials that gave largest doses of B vitamins to more than 37,000 people at risk for heart attack and stroke, typically for 5 years. All 8 trials tested folic acid, 7 also tested B12, and 6 tested B6. The difference in the overall cancer rates between the B vitamins and placebo takers? Nothing. In 2013, researchers looked at 13 trials, including 10 that tested B12 or B6 on nearly 50,000 people. Again, they saw no difference in cancers of the lung, breast, prostate, colon, or other organs. Bottom line, don't expect B vitamins to boost your energy, your metabolism, or your risk of cancer. It's no secret that Americans need to cut back on meat, and now we eat more chicken than beef. We still eat too much red meat, especially beef. That's bad news for our health. People who eat more red meat, especially processed meat, have a higher risk of colon cancer, heart disease, and stroke. It doesn't help that misleading information about meat and poultry can trick even the most careful shoppers. And here are some things to look for. Look for the nutrition facts for fresh meat and poultry. Unless you shop for ground meat or looking for cuts that companies have labeled voluntarily, you're stuck with a brochure or a poster that the U.S. Department of Agriculture allows instead of labels on the packaging. If you find the poster, the numbers you do find are for 4 ounces of fresh meat, which cooks down to 3 ounces of cooked meat. Most Russian steaks weigh 6 to 16 ounces raw. If you eat more than 3 ounces, you'll have to take out your calculator to determine how many days' allowance of meat you've eaten. According to scientists, red meat means beef, lamb, veal, and pork, despite decades of ads plugging the other white meat. You're better off replacing red meats with chicken, turkey, or seafood. Where do the brochures, posters, and voluntary labels for meat get their numbers, percentage of fat, and so forth? In most cases, the USDA database. And where does the USDA get its numbers? Mostly from or funding from the beef and pork industries. The USDA database has numbers for beef that had the fat around it, edges trimmed to 1/8 or no inches. The pork industry never even says how much it cuts or trimmed. Ground beef that's labeled 70% lean might sound low in fat, but with 30% fat, it's the fattest ground beef you can buy. Why don't ground beef labels list only their percentage of fat? Because listing lean percent of lean makes the ground beef sound, well, more lean. Don't confuse lean with low fat. Lean meat has no more than 4.5 grams of saturated fat per 4 ounces of raw meat. With fish, the more fat, the better. Fatty fish like salmon are rich in unsaturated, heart-healthy fat. My feeling about eating meat is to limit myself to a small portion and eat plenty of steamed vegetables and salads. Bread and rolls fill the better part of an aisle in some supermarkets, in part reflecting the appetite of Americans for bread. The 2015-2020 Dietary Guidelines for Americans recommend that at least half of your breads and your other grain-based foods, including cereals and energy bars, should be whole grain. But how do you figure out which grains are best for you? Making smart choices with regard to bread offers an opportunity to move toward a healthy dietary pattern, said Alice C. Lichtenstein, director of Tufts University Cardiovascular Nutrition Laboratory. Whole grain breads you find in supermarkets differ by the relative amount of the whole grain content, the type of grain, the sodium content, and the amount of added sugars. By reading ingredient and nutrition labels, you can identify some good candidates within different categories like bread and rolls. Try some out and then decide which you prefer. Why whole grain? Whole grains comprise the entire grain seed, the bran, the outer layer containing fiber, antioxidants, and B vitamins, the endosperm, the middle layer consisting mainly of starchy carbohydrates, and the germ, the inner core containing B vitamins, minerals, and some protein. Even if a whole grain has been ground, cracked, or flaked, it contains all the original parts of the grain and its naturally occurring nutrients. In contrast, refined grains are milled to mostly retain just the endosperm of the original seed. Refined grains generally contain less fiber and fewer nutrients than whole grains, although federal regulations require certain nutrients like B vitamins are added back into refined grains as well as rice and cornmeal. Diets rich in whole grains are associated with a variety of health benefits. The fiber in whole grains causes the body to digest more slowly, leading to a feeling of prolonged fullness and even rises up blood sugar. Fat-containing foods such as nuts and nut butters, vegetable oils, and protein-rich foods blunt the glucose spikes as well. How to choose better breads. Shopping for a whole grain bread is straightforward, but it requires a bit of time on the spot research in the bread aisle. Usually you can't figure out how to identify whole grain breads from the nutritional facts label. The first ingredient should be whole grain. The marketing claims on bread, which the front of the package label says the product contains, can also be misleading. Multigrain or seven grain, for instance, means the bread contains more than one kind of grain, but not necessarily whole grain. It could be a mixture of whole and refined grains. Looks can be misleading, too. A dark brown color can be nothing more than food coloring. When you find a whole grain bread, try it. If you like it, fine. If not, look for another. There is one out there that you will like, and there's another example of the need to read the labels. Also check the amount of salt, sodium, and added sugars on the label. We've run out of time for today's episode of Thought for Food. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you enjoyed it. I'm Bob Kruger, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. Take care.